Hey everybody, and welcome back to Random Chatterings, a hodgepodge of pop culture and life. I'm your host, Arlulo Rodriguez, and this is the finale of Month of Music. We have been talking about 5 video game soundtracks in the month of May, and today we're concluding everything with the soundtrack for I Am Setsuna, composed by Tomoki Miyoshi. So, I think a few years ago we did an episode on RPGs, and with friend of the show, Zach from the DigiWatts, and we talked briefly about what we thought of I Am Setsuna as a game. And we weren't really impressed. It's very similar to Chrono Trigger in terms of gameplay, but we kind of felt in terms of its aesthetic about how it's a snow-filled world, it was kind of repetitive. And in terms of characters, they weren't the most interesting ones, but it was a really good game for its time, and now the development studio is making another game that's coming out this summer, so maybe they learned their lessons from the sort of not-so-good Lost Sphere, which is their second game, and we'll see how that one goes. But one thing that I can't praise enough, and is the soundtrack for I Am Setsuna. I think I might have mentioned this before, but I erroneously said that it is completely, it's all piano. It's actually, let's say, 95% piano. There are going to be some themes, which you'll get to hear today, that do use other instruments to kind of emphasize. You can put a different emphasis on the music, but for the most part, it is mostly piano, which is kind of amazing. But at first, I thought it was a detriment to the soundtrack itself as a whole, because I thought that every theme was similar. But, I mean, these themes in particular will kind of demonstrate how differently you can kind of take a piano theme and the different ways you can play around with it. And that also, as you've already, if you've been hearing this, some songs don't make me very emotional. The Knuckles raps from the previous episode made me emotional in a different kind of way, in the more lighthearted kind of like really happy kind of way. But in this case, I might get down in the dumps a lot during this recording session. But hey, we will see where we go. But yeah, let's go ahead and begin with some of the tracks from I Am Setsuna. And it's worth mentioning how before I've had context for some of them, I won't have context for, because I played this game a while ago and some of the songs, honestly, I don't remember specifically where. If I do have context, I'll explain it. But other than that, I'll just kind of go from the songs themselves. But also because most of the songs are just piano, I will try my best to not sound repetitive, but I might accidentally say things that I said before. So we'll try to keep that to a minimum. So now let's go ahead and get started with the first 3 songs. And again, this is a 3-act play or a 4-act play. We'll start with a gentle introduction with The Winter Breeze, A Sense of Safety, and Thug Life. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Let's start with the Winter Breeze. And this I do have context for. The Winter Breeze is a song that you hear when you look at the world map. And in this case, it's just like the overview map when you're walking from one town to another town. And a big thing that is worth mentioning in this game is that it's a world that's completely covered in snow. So there's a very specific emotion that the developers of the game were going for. A very melancholy, more meditative kind of feel, which you can also kind of imagine with the music itself. With this being a worldview map, it's a song that you're going to hear a lot of times, and it is also, in a sense, adventurous, but it's reduced. It's a bit more mellow than an adventure theme kind of sounds. Although, then when you get to the half part of the song, when it goes like dum 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 dum, you still kind of get that little sense of adventure, of excitement, a little bit of excitement, but it doesn't feel as fast-paced as some of the songs that we've listened to. Yeah, during this miniseries, and it's one that it's another song that kind of snuck up on me. I really like how pleasant it is, but just how it's a bit different from what you expect from an overview. From other JRPGs, you expect like something super epic, but this is more. It's a different take on a world map theme. And now let's move on to A Sense of Safety, a very emotional song for me. I know this is meant to be the gentle introduction. Songs that are meant to kind of be like a very, like I said, like it's an introduction to the series. I don't have the context for this one, apologies. But it's just a very pleasant song that kind of starts in a pleasant kind of way, the dum 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 dum. Just the what I really like about the fact that it's like one instrument, and I believe in all three songs there was just one instrument. The different approaches that the composer had for creating these songs, or for composing these songs. In this case, you kind of feel like the little bit of a looseness with the song, with how lighthearted it is, and how more positive and uplifting it is. But again, in a kind of a reduced sense, it's not so much about. And also, we kind of remember the part when it goes like da 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 da. It's kind of starting to like build up to something, but it's not really anticipation. It's more, again, it's like it's trying to take you on a little emotional journey, but. In a different kind of sense, it's not trying to guide you in a certain kind of way. It's meant to just be very pleasant. Again, if I had context, I could probably explain this a bit more, but I just can't remember off the top of my head, unfortunately. And that also comes into the third song, Thug Life, which this is the reason why I wanted to talk about all Ant Biome sets in the soundtrack. Thug Life is a song that's straight out of a fucking silent film. It is that pronounced. That characteristic, you can hear the dump 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 dumps of the piano. You can just hear the hands like smashing the keys. And again, unfortunately, I don't have context for this particular scene, but it just seems like this is the moment when the evil villain is going to step into the frame. And I think it's not a villain. I think there's just some bully kind of characters, like hence the name Thug Life. They're characters that are trying to impede your progress, but they're just kind of assholes. They're not like they're not evil or anything like that. And then especially the second part, when it goes past the da-da-da-da-dum, bum, bum, it's just keep hearing, like, the keys being hammered down. You just keep thinking of, like a group of people, like, walking in, like, a crowd. But it keeps being Thug Life. But then it gets to the second part of the song, which is kind of my favorite part. It's like the dum, 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 da-da-da-da-da. It's so brilliant how it goes from the first part of the song to the second part of the song. It's just so full of character. That's the best way I can put it. It's one of my favorite songs from the entire soundtrack, and maybe of just any video game soundtrack I've ever heard in my life. And that's super high praise. A bit hyperbolic, but this is where I stand. It's great stuff. Now let's move on to Act 2, The Emotional Middle. Now, these are songs that are meant to be more intense than the songs that we just heard. And in some cases, may even make me tear up a little bit, as I've done in a couple of episodes during this miniseries. So let's go over some of the next three songs with the emotional middle, Beginning of the End, The Savage Coast, and Ruins. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. The songs didn't make me as emotional as I was expecting. I was really expecting, like, my microphone to be covered in tears right now. But I seem to be okay so far. So let's start with the beginning of the end, which again is another way that this soundtrack is like an attempt at minimalism. You can kind of hear the plunking of the keys this time, but it's definitely a lot more spaced out than it was before, and you're not really sure, without context, which unfortunately I don't remember if this is either the beginning of the game, somewhere in the beginning, or somewhere in the middle, where exactly this is supposed to be in time. But what you kind of think of it, it's you kind of think that it's like some kind of memory is being conjured up by the character, or they're having some kind of contemplation. But also you can kind of tell from the tone of it that it's a much more it's a little bit more melancholy than the songs we've heard previously. And now let's move on to The Savage Coast, which I think I do have context for this one. So our heroes are in a boat, and it's attacked by a squid, by some kind of sea creature, and then a horrific storm happens after the battle, and everybody crash lands on an island, and this is where the music starts, and everyone's trying to find, and you're trying to find the rest of your party. Now what I really, really like about this song is just how much more pronounced. You can just feel both of the hands like touching the piano all at once. Just the bigger feeling this song has, like just the more intense feeling of drama that you're kind of feeling from it, just from the bum bada bum bum bum, and it's, you can kind of just feel the urgency from a very dramatic moment in this particular case, when you're trying to find your friends and you don't know where they are, or I guess I should say party members, and you don't know what happened to them, and you don't know if they're alive or not. So you kind of feel that there's the dramatic feeling there, and then there's the part of the song and kind of in the second half it goes dum ba da ba da dum ba da ba da bum, where again it's a bit adventurous, but it's still kind of lending back to the way that the song starts and trying to focus you with the current state of mind. Like, you're in a new sense of danger because of a new place that you've never been to, and in terms of the enemies that you haven't faced before, so you have to prepare yourself. And it's very, very good at creating that effect. But I think I have to say my favorite song out of these three is Ruins, just because of the beginning. And this is, I believe, the dungeons in this game. There's a couple times you go into ruin areas, and I think you collect some kind of artifact inside of them. But when you enter the ruins, this is the music that greets you. And what can I say? The beginning part of it, like the bum 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 da 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 da, just, you can kind of imagine like the characters like kind of walking down the stairs at this point, and just the very creepy. It's creepiness, but it's also mysterious, and it's unsettling. But then it kind of blends into the second part of the song, which is again, it's meant to. This is the part when you're kind of like walking in the ruins, exploring it, and it's supposed to be like bum bum ba da bum. But then it kind of keeps going back to the ba-da-bum-bum. So again, it's reminding you of the sense of the unfamiliarity of the location that you're in and how the music kind of lends itself to that effect, especially with the beginning couple of notes. I think it's chords, excuse me. The chords that kind of bring you into the song. It's a very disturbing song when you really think about it. And it makes you feel very uncomfortable. And now let's move on to Act 3 of our program, Impactful Climax. So we're going to showcase some of the battle themes from this game. Two of them, I had to look back at my notes, but it turns out that the first song is actually not a battle theme. But it does kind of also lend to the kind of urgency that I was kind of talking about in about the previous songs. So yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the next three songs, Into the Woods, Rare, and A Fantastic Encounter. Thank you. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go ahead and start talking about the next couple songs. Starting with Into the Woods. Into the Woods. Now, so the context for this is the characters are enter the woods. It's a little area. You walk in and there's a couple of enemies. This is the first time that you kind of really encounter a lot of enemies. And then I think at the very end you'll face a boss, I think, at the end of that section. So it's pretty straightforward. But what's not straightforward is the music. And this is one of my favorite songs. I'm just trying my damnedest not to sound repetitive right now, because I know we're just talking about piano, and I feel like my commentary is already being really repetitive, even though I'm trying not to be. But it's hard not to be, because it's another sense of adventure, but it's like the tone is different, like the expectations are a little bit different. It's like the bump, 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 bump. It's like kind of imagining like these characters are like rustling through trees and then walking past. And then the second part of the song, where it goes into the ba-dum, ba-da-bum. Oh my god, I'm really apologize. I love the song, and I think that's why it's so difficult to talk about it. Unfortunately, we have to move on to the next song, because I don't have that much to say about this one. I think it's one of those just very emotional feelings, just from the gut type of feelings, where it's just, oh man, this song just makes me feel really great, and I just can't express why. So apologies for the less than stellar intellectual commentary on that song, but it's still great, and I stand by that. Now let's move on to Rare. It's a little bit more about Rare. In the context of the game, sometimes there's a couple times when there's a path, and there's a path that leads away from the main path. And what would happen if you go the other path, you'll encounter an enemy that's a bit stronger than your current party. But sometimes you'll be rewarded with experience or with like really good weapons and equipment for crafting, I think. But it's a very difficult battle, almost as difficult as a boss, but almost slightly higher. It's meant to be an optional battle, but only if you're ready and prepared to take on it, which sometimes I am not. I always get surprised when all my party members are dying. It's like, well, what did I expect? I faced the Rare enemy. But yeah, so this is another one of those songs where it's not just piano, and I cannot identify this instrument, but I know it's something that it feels like it's instrument. It's like it's being dragged, or it's like, I don't want to explain it exactly, but you could like the. And I really like how having the inclusion of that instrument also complements with the piano. It has that back and forth kind of feeling. It's like kind of imagining like you're strafing like enemies and everybody's strafing right and left, like watching each other, just like trying to be weary of each other's movements, which you kind of are in the game. Like in the game, you're in a specific place, but if you do a specific type of attack, you'll move your positionings, which means you'll either be further away from the enemy, or you might come closer, and then they might be able to counterattack in the next turn. So it kind of gives that it gives a little bit of that impression when you're hearing the song. Either my gas tank is empty, or I'm just running out of things to say. So let's go ahead and move on to a fantastic encounter. Which, man, this is the type of shit I live for, because of how aesthetically different this is from the regular battle theme. Again, it's like amplifying the intensity of this particular encounter, of how much more dangerous and how much more risky it is, but also how in this case it's not optional. This is the regular boss battle, and you have to be careful with your actions or you're going to end up losing, which there's a few boss battles in this game that are really fucking annoying. I'm just remembering a giant, it's like an abominable snowman kind of character, and I felt like I was fighting that fucker for 40 minutes with the song playing, which made the battle feel epic, but it was also super frustrating. So that's something you can look forward to when you play I Am Setsuna on Switch and on Steam. But that was a good reason why I wanted to showcase I Am Setsuna, is because it's a soundtrack that when you're kind of just playing the game in the first time and it just seems indiscreet, it's just a bunch of piano songs. It feels like it blends together, but there's actually a lot of distinct characteristics to every song that makes it stand out amongst other soundtracks. And it was a very big risk to have like just majority piano, but I think it really works, and it's very emotional. And unfortunately there were some songs we couldn't showcase here, but I believe, the same with Octopath Traveler, I believe you can download the I Am Setsuna soundtrack on iTunes, so please go ahead and download the soundtrack and support the artist if you can. And I think that's probably why I'm running out of words, because most of the reactions, especially in this particular instance, one, it is tricky because it's just piano, and two, all the songs make me very, very emotional, and I guess because of that minimalistic approach, to the music, but also how kind of meditative the music is. It puts you in a specific state of mind, just a sense of serenity. And I really, it's a nice soundtrack to listen to when you just kind of need to like focus and remind yourself and kind of ground yourself in reality a little bit. But man, thanks everybody for joining me during this month of music. This has been an interesting experiment. It's been a little fun talking about all these songs. It's been fun talking about Sonic Forces and Mania and the Mario songs, the Mario games, and all these songs. And it's really great. It's a privilege. I mean, doing this podcast and doing it for now, I think almost 5 years, has just been an utter privilege. I'm lucky enough that I have the resources I have. I'm lucky enough that everything is accessible and that, you know, anybody can create a podcast, but I'm lucky enough that I can get to do this and I get to express my creativity to the world in some way, shape, or form. And I get to also express other people's creativity, because most of the time when I'm talking about something, I'm talking about someone, the work of another person, mostly because either it inspired me or it had such an impact on me that I really wanted to share it. And I kind of did it with these episodes. It'll probably be a while before we do another music episode, honestly, because it was kind of hard to talk about these. And next time, we might just go for pure silliness. There's a couple of Sonic games that I have talked about in the past that I think it's probably time to showcase those songs. But that'll be another time. And so now we move on to Act 4 of our episode, and it's basically ending. We're ending everything with The World of Snow, a song that I think perfectly encapsulates everything we've been trying to do today in terms of emotion, but also in terms of like having a more lighthearted approach to both life and to everything that we approach, and you know, how to go about life and try to be positive about it. Maybe not every time and not every day, but as much as we can, so that we can live the best life that we can. But yeah, again, thanks everybody for listening. I guess I do have a little tiny announcement, but the details, we're still working on this. If you actually ever want to support this podcast, other than retweeting the tweets and liking the Instagram posts and just listening to the show and sharing with friends, you might have a way of doing that. But more info on that will be revealed very, very soon. So keep your eyes out for that. But anyway, thanks everybody for joining me during this month of music. And we'll see you next time with something else. So I have an idea what it is, but again, it's great to keep all of you in suspense before when the new thing comes out, whatever that half episode or regular episode may be. One more time, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you next time. All right, take care everybody.